Thanks for joining me on iHeartRadio and the Tech of Sports this week. And a pleasure to be joined by Claudia Gino. She's the general manager of the Novotel Hotel Brickell in downtown Miami. And a great place. I was fortunate to stay at a couple weeks ago. And Claudia, thanks for coming on this week and talking a little general travel and sports travel there in Miami.
Thank you, Rick, for the invite. And it was a pleasure to host you here at Novotel Miami Brickell. Thank you for staying with us.
It was great, and all the employees were first rate and just a great location. Kind of give my listeners a little overview of your beautiful property.
Absolutely. So we have our great location that is in the financial district here in the well-known Brickell area between downtown and very close to all the great entertainment areas in Miami. So we have 275 rooms. We opened our hotel 4 years ago, and it's been a great experience so far. We have a beautiful rooftop pool with great views of the bay and the skyline of Brickell area. So it's been just a beautiful hotel to stay at now with, you know, the COVID situation. You experience it yourself, so our main focus right now is the safety of all of our guests and employees. But great place to stay if they haven't tried it this year. Besides that, the area in Brickell is just booming at this time. It's a beautiful area to stay.
It really is, and a great walking area of Miami. It's safe and fun to walk around. A lot of things going on. Great people, and just very impressed. Kind of we're in a strange time here as we wrap up 2020. You're a veteran of the hotel and business there in Miami, and kind of give the listeners and where we stand right now and some of the challenges that you guys are taking head on.
Yes, well, as you know, Novotel belongs to a huge global company called Accor.
Yep.
Where we have more than 30 brands around the world and more than 5,000 hotels in all the continents. So the safety is our number one, as mentioned, our priority right now. And we have very strict guidelines for all of our hotels, and specifically our property here in Novotel Miami Brickell is very aggressive. So we have a very specific protocol for each step of the guest experience as well as our employee experience. So from the moment they come in, you know, we have temporary suspended the valet parking just because we're trying to have less contact possible for any guest belongings or to make it as safe as possible. So we have self-parking, and we make it very smooth for our guests to come in, just park. We get them check-in. All the areas are protected. We have to place all the self-distancing signage throughout the common areas, as well as in the back of the house where our employees have the most contact and they come into work. So we also have hand sanitizers throughout the property, from the entrance up all the way up to the rooftop. And we have a temperature check, and this is actually for guests and employees. So as soon as they come into the building, everybody gets checked every time they come in, just to ensure that everybody is good to go and to be safe and walking around the area. So another protocol that we take very seriously is in the guest room. So we have a 48-hour resting period. That means that you as a guest, when you come to stay, we don't use that room. We wait 48 hours to ensure that it's all ventilated and it's ready to our team go clean it with all the protective equipment and then get it ready for the next step.
Yeah, I love the temperature checks every time you come into the lobby. That shows you guys are serious about things. Any food delivery I had, they met me outside, so they didn't come in. So yeah, just you get a feeling of safety and security there. I really appreciate that. We're with Claudia DeGino, general manager of the Novotel in Miami, Brickell neighborhood. And you've been in Miami at a bunch of great properties, Claudia. You guys are close to University of Miami. You're close to the baseball stadium, easy to access to South Beach and a bunch of attractions. I know it's been a little tough in 2020, but how important are travelers that are there for sporting events or people that are there to golf, tennis, etc.? How important are those guests to you guys?
Well, extremely important, and actually we have been one of the preferred properties for many of these guests coming for sports activities within Miami. We are very close to the American Airlines Arena. It's just about 4 miles from here, to the Marlins Stadium, to the Hard Rock Stadium. So we always have groups of people coming to stay in our hotel, and we love them because, you know, we can also project here all the sports in our common areas. We had a huge video wall and TV. But they actually love us because of the location that we have, and it's easy access to all of these different sports centers, right, that they are,
yep,
that they attend their events. So, yeah, it's super important for us, and we look forward to hosting them once all the sports start reactivating in Miami.
Yeah, it's coming back slowly, and you guys will be definitely ready for that. Where do you think things are going? What are you guys planning for in 2021? Miami's such an active, outdoorsy, people love to get out and do things around Miami. How are you guys approaching 2021?
Well, as you know, it's not a secret for anyone, but the hospitality industry, it is a tough one. It's slowly ramping up. We opened 2 months ago from being closed 6 months from back in March. So we have seen a positive ramp up, in at least in our area, in our hotel. And I think that 2021 is looking much better. Again, it will be a slow ramp up. But definitely I think that once the guests, they feel more comfortable traveling, and there's the vaccine hopefully coming out soon, and this will give more confidence to the guests to travel via air or driving. Right now we're having many guests driving for vacations or locals or coming from areas close to Miami. But hopefully in 2021, this will change, and again, they will feel more safe, right, to make these trips. And as far as the hotel, we are going through a fabulous renovation, so we will have a new look and feel as of December of this year, where we are also relaunching our food and beverage concept. So it's something very exciting. We're super happy to announce it, hopefully soon, more in detail. But this is something that we're looking forward to share in 2021. So this will make a difference again for our guests, including our beautiful rooftop, and this is something that guests are looking at right now. Some places where they can be outside, that they can enjoy the weather within the social distancing guidelines. So we are providing that for our guests.
Can't wait.
An enhancement.
Sure. Can't wait to see it. And like I said, you guys are positioned well, I think, as things start heading back into your high season. And we'll put all the links in the show notes from Claudia, NovotelMiami.com. And you can also see Accor's commitment to staying safe and staying well for its guests, allsafeandwell.com. And we'll have all those links and more information in the show notes. And Claudia, thanks. Have a great week. Thanks for coming on, and really appreciate your hospitality, and hope to see you soon.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you for your time, and we look forward to welcoming you back.
Great. Can't wait, and have a great holiday season.
Thank you for you as well.